You cannot make a mistake if you do this, but it could be catastrophic if you rushed forward because you would certainly come up against a sharp instrument, which would be pain soft-full. This is the cause of your suffering. Until you learn to wait patiently on God you will suffer. Something more beautiful if you are called on to give up certain things, if God takes these things away, then you have to learn resignation to His, her great love. You have to learn to be at peace within, knowing that God will bring something more beautiful into your life. THY will, O God, God holds the plan, my dear one, always God holds the plan, so when things do not go accord soft-ing to your plan, remember, do not fuss, just fit in. This doesn't mean letting go your responsibility soft-ties. It means that when you have done all you can according to your power, the rest is in God's hands. Take your mortal hands off, and allow God's will to work. Prayer. Usually people only pray for what they want, something for themselves. Oh dear God, give, give, give. Give me health, give me happiness, give me the necessities, give me all I want, dear God, and I will do what you want, instead of saying, dear Father, Mother, beloved Christ, I give myself to you, do with me as you will. Well done, little brother. Pain and suffering so often come because you cling to a condition which obviously must be with soft-drawn. But once you have shown yourself willing to renounce, you will receive fresh opportunities and greater blessing. We might say that the master soft-ter's hand is then laid upon the head of the pupil with the words, well done, little brother. Rejoice in your karma, my child, is really unlearned lessons. These lessons have to be faced in a calm spirit. Rejoice in your karma. Thank God for the opportunities which are presented to you to learn lessons and dispose of your karma, for these are steps by which you mount into the heavenly lodge. You long for the light, you pray earnestly for your problems to be re-soft-moved, you long for the light and for wonderful spiritual ecstasy. But can you not see that it is only by going through the discipline of these outer things that your eyes are opened and your sensitivity to heavenly truth increased? You cannot taste and see until you have passed through this process of discipline. Therefore thank God for the trials and heartaches, which are disciplining your soul until it becomes able to comprehend and absorb the beauty of the heavenly life. Renunciation. The soul growing strong, the soul in whom the flame burns brightly, will face all renunciation philosophically, tranquilly, joyously. For that wise soul knows that what is lost had served its purpose, and something better now awaits the soul, though whether on the spiritual or the material plane it cannot know. Learn to face the cross with tranquility, knowing that out of the ashes of the past new life is born. 9. Is patient, trusting in God's goodness and His perfect plan. Be ready at all time to accept the will of God, to accept the way which is put before you. Knowing there is no other, then meekly follow that path and trust in the great and glorious Spirit. Resign the rest to God. Divine law works without fail, therefore having done your best, resign the rest to God's mercy, wisdom and love. Never think that you know what is good for you. God alone knows, and sends according to your need. Be humble, be patient, and trust. Leave the outworking to God. Think of life as a vast whole. It is impossible for you to comprehend infinity. But this simple fact you can understand, a prayer, a thought, and as soft-piration to those in the heaven world, is never lost. Instantly you made that contact by prayer, or meditation, angels gather to help you fulfill your aspiration and to answer a true prayer. It may not always be answered in the way you want, but it will be answered in a very much better way if only you will be content to leave the outwork soft-ing of your prayer to God and the angels. Live tranquilly in God. Patience really means confidence in God, no soft-ing that God's angels have you in their care. God, the Great Spirit, is all around you and in you and is working out a wise and beautiful purpose in your soul. Do not live with the feeling that you must get over the ground as quickly as possible to reach a certain point. Just live every moment, every hour, every day, tranquilly in the protect soft-tive love of God, taking the hours as they come and doing one thing at a time, quietly. Never doubt, just surrender, and love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Never doubt God's wisdom. Then miracles will happen not only in your physical body but in your life and in your work. The work of God all is a question of submission and surrender, of taking life steadily, tranquilly. This does not mean lack of effort, but effort of the right kind, continual effort to let the Christ light take possession of your emotions, of your thinking, and of your actions. It means standing on one side and saying, "Only God is great. I am nothing. All the good which has been accomplished in my life is the work of God. All is good, no, beyond all doubt that God is love, and that all things work together for good for those who love God." See divine law operating in your own life and in the life of the whole of human soft-hyphenity. Look always for the good, look for God, and you will find that God's great love is working out a wise and beautiful purpose through who soft-man evolution. The hidden blessing behind every dark happening, behind every difficulty, there is a hidden blessing. You have to develop faith and confidence in God, no soft-hyphening that at the right moment, at the acceptable time of the Lord, the magic will be worked, the dark shroud will fall away, and the radiant angel will be waiting. Behind all is the glory of God's life, the divine magic which illumines all life's happenings. Follow the light in your heart. Don't think that we are unaware of your disappointments and hardships, and the fears that possess you. We in spirit know that you have tests. We know that the physical body is not always as fit and perfect as it could be. We know that the material conditions in your life can be irksome. We are so attuned to you that we absorb your feelings. We know the problems and the difficulties, but we would reassure every one of you that if you will truly follow the light within your heart, all will be well. Just laugh. If everything goes wrong, just laugh. Just let it have its fling, let it go, but keep your vision upon God, and know that all will come right. All will come right, that is the truth. All works together for good. Things do not always work out as you preconceive of them, but you must hold in your heart the knowledge that God's way is the right way. All things work together for good for the soul who loves God. They must do, because such a person puts him or herself en rapport with God, and then everything is good. Seek first the kingdom, have no fear or anxiety, surrender your life and affairs into the hands of the great white spirit. Seek first the kingdom of heaven, seek the soft-munion table and be strengthened in your heart for what lies before you. If you trust in God, her love will flow through your whole be soft-ing, and all the affairs of your life, and you will know peace of heart. Walk in peace, walk in peace. Be undisturbed and unperturbed. All is in God's plan. Never doubt this. Bring God into your life, and you will see miracles. God's wisdom, it is easy, on looking back, when you know how things have worked out, for you to say, "How could I doubt?" But it is now, while the working out is in process, that you have to give your confidence to the divine wisdom guiding your life. When you have experienced, when you have tasted the fruits spread on the heavenly table, you will see that nothing could have been altered. If you had your will, you would create great confusion and suffering for yourself. But God's compassion protects you. Be bearers of joy, my child. Do not permit yourself to be pessimist soft-tick. You are bearers of joy, and you must not be cast down or dismal about the world. The evolution of the whole race is steadily going forward, and you must always see the progress, see the beauty, see the good outworking. The brotherhood understand, we know and understand the sorrows and troubles of your mortal life. And, because we understand, we ask you to strive to surrender your will and desires to the will of God, knowing that nothing happens by chance in human life, all the events follow a definite spiritual law. It is because you cannot see far enough along the road your spirit must travel that you become overwrought with fear and anxiety. Your need is known, and God's angel servers are always active on the earth plane to bless and uplift humanity. All they need is the cooperation of human love. Never fear, never fear your journey ahead, for as God has watched over you all your life and, in spite of your fears, has brought you through all the trials and sorrows of your life, so God will take you through the darkest veil, into the light. The outcome we can speak so confidently about the outcome of all your human problems because we know that all human life is governed by a divine law, perfect in its outworking. The purpose of that law is to draw all men and women, all the who-soft-man family, into a consciousness of God. Do not look backwards unless it is to say, how beautiful is the path that I have traversed. Do not regret the past. You are moving forward, traveling life's path to find happiness once again, and this time an enhanced happiness. Full be thankful, for thankfulness also casts out all fear. Be thankful, and remember that your Father, Mother in heaven knows your needs and that all you need will be supplied. Happiness. Happiness is the realization of God in the heart. Happiness is the result of praise and thanksgiving, soft-hyphening, of faith, of acceptance, a quiet, tranquil realization of the love of God. This brings to the soul perfect and indescribable happiness. God is happiness.